One of my favorite books in my library is this book. I've had it for a little while. It's called The Life of Christ for Young People. I can relate to it. And what's really cool is on the inside, it's got a little inscription of to whom and from whom it was given. It says, to Marion, from Aunt Marion, wishing you a Merry Christmas, 1918. Now, Marion, Aunt Marion, I don't know who that is, but Marion eventually would have a woman by the name of Evelyn in 1934. Evelyn would have three super, 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 super cool kids, especially the middle one, me. My grandma's little prayer book. And somehow my grandmother, Marion, she grew up in the faith, and she was able to pass that faith on to her three daughters. And they were able to pass that faith on to their children, who are now passing it on to their children. There's something amazing. See, the faith I have because it's been given to me. I receive it. I'm not born with it. I need to receive it. And I'm so grateful there are people like my grandmother who so loved God that she made sure that her daughters, loved Christ. And of course, she had the help of my grandpa, and she had the help of the church around her, the Good Missouri Synod Lutheran Church. And I'm so grateful that in my own life, I've got my family, my parents, my godparents, and so many other people. See, when you and I are rooted in the faith, when we are firmly rooted in the faith, when our stance is confident in God, that gives us then the ability to actually step out in the faith. See, if I'm rooted in the faith, I can step out in the faith. If I'm not rooted in the faith, then I'm going to just go by the way the wind goes. But if I'm truly rooted in Christ, if I'm truly rooted in my being is rooted in Christ, my heart is rooted in the faith of the church, then when God calls me to step out in faith, I can do it. So we see that in Abram in our first reading today, and also talked about in our second reading to the Hebrews. Abram was this old guy, and Abram was told by God that you and your wife, who was an old gal, I know that's rude to say, but that you're going to have a child. So much was it so absurd that Sarah laughed. Hence the name of their child is Isaac, means laughter. Because she thought it was absurd. But they had a child. And not only did they have a child, but through that child they had this incredible promise that you will be the father, the parents of this nation. Look at all the stars in the sky. More numerous shall your descendants be than the sand on the shore. And Abram, to receive that, had to step out. He had to leave where he was and go to a new place. And he did, because he was rooted in his faith. He knew who he was before the Father. And then we hear in our gospel, these two incredible people, both the age of grandma or grandpa, Simeon. Simeon, who is this father figure, he's an elderly man, high priest, and Simeon, right at the appropriate moment, comes forward, sees the child, and says, child, you are destined. You will be the light of the nations. Can you imagine being the parents and hearing that? And as if that's not enough, the second they leave him, all of a sudden there's this woman who pops out of nowhere, Anna. And she says, well, I've been waiting for you all my life, said this woman of 84. That she realized that this child was going to do something. So how beautiful that must have been, how hard it must have been, how important it must have been for Mary and Joseph to hear that. That they could raise their child in the faith. Because if there's one person who would step out, it would be Saint, it would be Jesus. Fresh water from the snow falling today. But Jesus is not the only one who needed to step out in faith. Remember when you had your children baptized? Remember that day? Not too long ago? And you were asked this question. We'll see if you remember the answer. First question, what name you give to your child? I'm guessing you got that one right, right? You guys got that right too? Second question. In asking for baptism for your child, you are undertaking the responsibility of raising your child in the faith so that keeping God's commandments, your child may love the Lord and neighbor as Christ taught us. Do you understand this responsibility? And you said, yes, or we do, or maybe you answered in Minnesotan and simply said, you betcha. But we asked you, the church asked you, do you understand what you're undertaking to have your child baptized? Because in having your child baptized, you're saying you're going to bring your child up in the practice of the faith. Have you ever thought what that means? To practice your faith? That's why we're at church or why we're watching via live stream, so we can practice our faith. That's why we teach our children when they are playing with their brothers and sisters to say, please forgive me. I am sorry. Please, I want to share my toys with you. Please, little sister, take my toy and break it, right? So that they can live beyond themselves. And eventually teach our children to say how to serve the poor and the needy, how to visit grandmother when she's in the hospital, maybe has Alzheimer's, and you visit her and show her dignity and respect, not because of what she can do, because of who she is. That we need to work hard at practicing the faith. And because the church realizes sometimes it's you could have a kid like me, he was a little obnoxious, and so you might need some help. And so the church, in her infinite wisdom, said, let's get some godparents involved in this. And so you had godparents. You have godparents for your children, right? And so they were asked this question. Godparents, are you ready to help the parents of this child in their duty to bring their children up in the practice of the faith? And they said, yes. See, that's why we need some help. We need assistance. It's not just up to me to do it. That's why we have others helping us to live the faith, to carry out the faith. That's why we as a family of God are so important. That's why when your three kids start screaming a little bit and go really obnoxious, you got big brothers and sisters, right? Or big sisters and brother right behind you to help you, right? They all shook their head yes. So go ahead, pinch them, see what happens. See, we're in it together. We want to help each other. That's why it's so wonderful when you see a parent with children at church to be able to say, how great it is that you bring your kids to church. That's why it's so wonderful when you are visiting your relatives to encourage your their children and say, it's so good to see you have children. How can I help you? It's very important that we practice our faith, going to church on Sunday, learning how to say yes and thank you and praying, learning how to serve people who are in need, learning about the faith, not just that we practice some abstract faith, but there's tenets of our faith, and we learn about it so that we can embody it. See, Christmas doesn't end simply in the manger. Christmas won't end until Jesus has fulfilled his faith on the cross. And your life as parents didn't end on the day that you had your kids baptized, right? It didn't just all of a sudden become super easy on that day. No more responsibility. I got my kid baptized. Some parents think that's all you need to do. Oh, yeah, I got to bring them in for First Communion. Oh, yeah, confirmation. Then I'm done. Oh, maybe the wedding, but whatever. No. It's every day. How grateful I am for my grandmother and my grandfather, whose witness of going to church every Sunday, whose witness of praying before meals, whose witness of living a good, holy, moral life, whose witness of serving their neighbor when in need. How grateful I am for my parents, for seeing my dad on his knees every day praying. How important it was for me to see my parents go to church together, to the Lutheran church so my dad could support mom going there, and then to the Catholic church as he dragged my brother and sister and I walked along peacefully to church. Like they did it together. And so must we do it together. We're called not simply to have faith, but to practice it. That's why Mary and Joseph took their son to the temple. That's why you have come to this temple, the house of the Lord. That's why you're watching via live stream, so that we might live and practice our faith.